The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Welcome, everybody. This is the second adventure of Tales from the Rusty Speeder, and I am your game master, Paul, and we are here with Captain Snatch himself.
Hey!
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
I tell you what, man, I expected this. I expected to have this adventure out a long time ago, but oh my goodness, did we have technical problems in editing the first part of this. Because we recorded it over two nights like we normally do. And the first night, it was bad, man. It was bad. And I like this adventure a lot, so I didn't want to skip it. And I didn't want to, like, you know, make y'all redo it, because that would be dumb. But my goodness. And so we've been working super hard to actually get this into a state that is listenable. It is still for listeners out there, the first two episodes are our first night, and they're still a little there's parts that are a little rough. Bear with it. Once you hit episode 3 in this adventure, you're gonna be like, oh, whoa, oh yeah, that's what he was talking about. Because it's going to sound really good at that point. And that is we've recorded quite a few adventures already. And this is the only time it's done that. trying to get this work fixed up has been a heck of a thing. But we're ready. We're done. I'm excited to get this going.
I'm excited to listen to it in all its glory. So yeah. And that being said, I mean, the way we're going to be releasing this is it's going to come out. If you're listening to this episode, the next episode will be released within 24 hours, so that every time we do a show or every episode, you'll have access to it the next day. And then, of course, once they're all out, they're released, you can go back and listen to them at your leisure. But this is kind of a fun way to keep the audience engaged and hopefully get you guys coming back, you know, not give you the whole pie at once, but make you eat it one slice at a time over a few days. So hopefully that actually doesn't turn you against us, audience, but actually makes you appreciate a little bit of teasing.
Yeah, well, yeah. And we don't really believe in cliffhangers here. You know, we want to give you the whole episode at once, but last time we did it all at once and it did wonky things with the actual release. And so it's like, okay, all right, if you're listening to it as soon as it comes out, you will have the entire adventure out this week. Just hang tight. We're not changing our format of, you know, we want to release the entire adventure and then get working on the next one. And the next one is recorded and so we're going to, I'm going to get to work on that right away, and it will not be nearly this long again, ever again. a couple of things. We do call this an interactive actual play podcast because there are two ways for you to interact with us. If you catch our live sessions on twitch.tv/technofunkboy, you can actually spend channel points to influence the roles. We did not record this episode live on Twitch, and so you're not going to hear that in this particular episode, but in future episodes, you're actually going to hear that interaction, because the players in dire situations start begging the chat for boost dies. And channel points is something you earn just by watching. It's not something that you have to subscribe to or pay bits to. Another way that you can influence the game is in a future episode. the team will accidentally blow up the Rusty Speeder.
Spoiler.
Yes. But we are in the process of rebuilding it. And so if you check out our Discord channel, and the link is in the description, and also if you search Discord for Techno Funk Boy, you should be able to find it like that. You interacting on our Discord server will get you points, which you can use to buy things for the Rusty Speeder. And whatever y'all buy for the team is what they have access to. And there's a lot of cool stuff that you're gonna be able to give them access to. But if you don't do it, then the first thing is there's gonna be nowhere to sit, but there's also gonna be no arms dealer in the back. There's gonna be, no mechanic to fix their ship. And so they really need your help. And so this is kind of two fun ways that you can actually help out the team.
Yeah.
And so with that, let's get over to our scoundrel of the adventure. What we do for our honorary scoundrel of the adventure is that we will retroactively rename a previously unnamed NPC to your name. And how you earn this honor is checking out our live streams, interacting with us on Discord, or leaving us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Just let me know that it's there, that way I know. But that's what Rob Christofferson did, and he left us a very kind review on iTunes that says, "Tales from the Rusty Speeder is such a fun listen. Imagine if your wretched hive of scum and villainy had a sense of humor, as they are paid to do jobs around the galaxy. If you dig Star Wars, then you have to listen to this podcast." Rob, thanks a lot. Rob is actually just launched his own actual play podcast called Rolling Through the Realms, and Techno Funk Boy recorded the theme song for that, and it rocks. And I'm sorry that we ended up giving it to him, because I really think that we should have kept it and used it ourselves. But Rob, you are our honorary scoundrel of the adventure. And so we're going to get to a point where we're going to encounter some tribal Rodian warriors. And one of those warriors is now named Rob Christofferson. So thanks a lot. If you do want to be considered for our honorary scoundrel of the week, please do leave us a rating and review on Apple, on your favorite podcast app. Let me know it's there. You can find me, Techno Funk Boy, on Twitter. You can find us on the Discord servers, or just come hang out with us on the Discord server. Yeah. and chat with us about this adventure, about other things going on. Because we got a lot of stuff going on,
very exciting.
But we finally scientist is done. It's ready. It's we got to get going on this. I'm pumped. I really did enjoy this adventure. And so you ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's rock.
You got your crew together.
My crew is ready. Spices at the ready.
Your spice. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about.
my bag of spices, I got all that I'm going to need for the next few days.
Sounds great. All right. let's go.
All right. Off we go.
Scientist, Chapter 1. All right. So you landed and you have a bunch of 100-year-old toilet paper, mm-hmm. and also a 100-year-old Bacta tank.
Yes. Is the Bacta still good in it?
No.
We have to buy more Bacta, but is that what costs them?
Captain, I don't think you're thinking this through very well. We are but humble, poor scavengers. If we are thwarted by Imperials or Rebels or Huts, do you think that will still be our Bacta tank? I just think it is very unwise to have such a valuable product in our possession?
Well, we should sell it for the money so we can buy a better ship.
I think we should wrap it in toilet paper so that no one can tell that it's on our ship.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Actually, the first thing I want to do is I want to check on my datapad and find out the going rate for a pallet of toilet paper, because we appear to have
start unrolling toilet paper and piling it around the back of the tank.
I don't necessarily think that you're going to get the like going rate for 100-year-old toilet paper.
Well, what is it, like one ply? I mean, come on.
Double roll?
Do not sell my weapon.
Okay, let's discuss this for a minute. Do you think that the old Republic would spring for Quilted Northern? Are they doing single ply sandpaper?
I mean, it's gotta at least be two ply. I mean, there's
Two ply sandpaper. Okay.
You can't itch when you're in a stormtrooper outfit, you know, like
Krusk. Not sell my weapon.
Well, but look, no, I totally agree, Pete.
Yeah, I get it.
Pete, I agree, but we have like several pallets of it apparently. I mean,
well, what if I throw a lot?
Okay. So it is one thing to notice is it is completely filling your cargo hold.
Okay, yeah. So legit, how much is a pallet worth? Like, how much is a pallet worth of toilet paper worth?
A pallet is going to be worth, let's say 50.
How many pallets do we have?
This is also a good time for you to show us how big our cargo hold is. Oh. So I can, Pete and I can both imagine what a pallet is. Yeah, so we know how big our cargo hold is based on, like, how many pallets you tell us.
Is this a Coca-Cola pallet or a Peyton pallet?
It's like a pallet stacked 6 feet high. And can we stack these
toilet paper can go higher?
Let me look that up.
8 feet?
What ship do y'all have?
It's light. It doesn't crush itself.
Is it the... What is your ship called?
It's called... Hermione. Oh no, Wesley Crusher.
Actually, yeah, y'all do need a name for the ship.
Wesley Crusher.
It's called Wesley. It's called Wesley. Shut up, Wesley.
The name of our ship. Yeah.
Right. So its encumbrance incapacity is 140. So I don't know what that means actually, because I didn't look that up previously.
Well, we already determined how many encumbrance roll of toilet paper is, right?
A pallet of toilet paper is one encumbrance. That's going to be our going measurement from now on.
All right.
So let's just say we've got...
I'd be happy with 20 pallets. That's a lot.
I was going to say 100.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And how big is this ship?
Dude, we got all the toilet paper off of an entire dreadnought.
No, we got a full cargo bay of toilet paper.
But the toilet paper can compress, and we had George doing the job.
All right.
We could put everything on.
This is the usual express journal.
So wait, we said four. Did we say four rolls was one encumbrance?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at
for personal carrying.
I'm looking at a pallet here. An actual picture. I'm looking at an actual pallet photograph, and it looks like it carries
a lot.
4 by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It carries 20 packs of 20. So multiple.
Yeah, but like the four encumbrance ones for personal carriage were like you have to use your hands, which is entirely different from encumbrance of does it fit in the space.
Yeah.
The ship's encumbrance.
Yeah.
Okay, so who cares about toilet paper, really? We're just gonna see. We got too much of it to hold, even for Pete. Yeah.
So we should. Weapons. How many pallets do we have?
That'll be weapons for like 10 quests, and then we'll have a lot of money at that. We'll be rich.
400 rolls on one pallet. Two pallets. How many pallets do we have?
I think 20 was. Pete said 20, I think 20 is good. So let's sell 18 of them for 50.
I mean, that's a semi truck load.
Yeah. And that's probably what our ship carries is a semi-truck.
I mean, I don't know.
We're a smaller YT freighter.
Yeah.
Probably more than that, actually. Probably.
All right, so we need 40 pallets. So if we can find a place to offload this, we're going to get 900 credits for those 18 pallets.
If we can find fire.
The going rate is 50 per pallet for new toilet paper.
But yeah. If you go to a desert planet like Tatooine, they don't have trees there, dude. That's
exactly.
The price. You got to try to sell those on Endor.
And,
it's like,
how much did the fuel cost to get there to double the price of the toilet paper?
Hey, we'll just wait till we got another mission, and then we'll sell the toilet paper when we're there.
Okay.
All right. So what are y'all doing?
Arguing about toilet paper.
I know. We gotta get going. So where are we? Tell us where
we're on.
We're on the ship. All right. All right, guys.
Dock 17 in Nar Shaddaa.
Good mission.
Y'all totally just destroyed my speech, by the way.
Oh. We want to hear a speech now. Pete has a speech to give us.
No.
It's about toilet paper.
It's not. It doesn't work anymore.
Well, that actually is in line with how I would imagine your
And
character.
That's what my character just said out loud, too. Y'all destroyed my speech that I'm cursing.
He went to get his laptop because it had a speech on it.
I literally went to get my laptop because it has a speech.
I think, hey, crew, I think we should all, like, does anybody have any popcorn?
The only way we're hearing this speech is if I get to sell the back tank.
Well, we're not ready to sell yet.
Yeah, right. Well, speech on hold.
Speech about the back tank.
Okay.
Hey, maybe we should sell. How much does a ship cost?
Everybody have the dice roller up?
Yeah.
No. I don't.
Open up the dice roller. Everyone roll 2 force die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the white one, right?
Yeah, we did not use this at all last time. So I'm going to be using it this time, so you probably should as well.
Okay.
Oh. Can we use it to cancel out your using it? Oh, we can't undestiny your destiny?
No one undestinies my destiny except me.
Now we're all again.
So what does that mean again?
So if you ever want to give yourself advantage, like boost your luck a little bit on a roll, you can flip one of those. Or if you just want something in the environment to be a certain way that we haven't declared it's not, like if you're trapped in a corridor and you want I want to grab the fire hose, then you can flip a light side, of course with my okay, but flip a light for that.
It's like getting a triumph or an advantage or something without having rolled, really. Right?
So do we keep our personal destinies? So, like, I'll have one dark and one light?
No, it's a group thing.
No, it's a group thing.
Mine are the darks, you're the lights. And if you flip a light, then it becomes dark because there's balance.
Does the DM roll any?
Yeah, I can use the dark points.
But do you roll your own dice?
Oh, no. Just in game, no. I don't roll destiny dice.
Sorry, that mower is
so hospitable.
I know, I'm having evil thoughts towards. I shouldn't. He's just doing his job, man.
Being a good homeowner.
I hear the guy vacuuming our ship, or what?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. That's
okay.
That's Segbal.
Actually, I feel better. He's in a sleep mode, but he can clean still. In sleep mode.
Yeah.
And I chose to not repair it because he's not here.
I want to go back to the rusty speeder.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
What are my spice stores like?
Well, there's the Lucky Spice over on 4th Avenue. That's a good spice store.
Like my personal stash.
Oh.
You're fine for a bit.
Do I need to re-up or anything?
No, probably not.
I use a lot of spice. But I'm good right now. I'm still like riding like the
post. I'm gonna take some of that toilet paper with me. I have 4 rolls of toilet paper.
Okay. So one thing we didn't get into last time, but Sneed is very often your contact for, unloading black market items.
So he is our fence.
Yeah, he's your fence.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to use him. His feelings will not be hurt if you don't. But at the same time, he's a known figure who can actually speak the language.
And we trust him.
Yeah, and he's not a hairless Wookiee.
Right.
Yeah.
So
y'all go in, and there's a decent crowd here today for Saturday.
Can I roll a perception? I'm going to like look around as soon as we walk in and see if there's anybody that I don't recognize, if there's anything suspicious going on in the room, you know, above and beyond what we're used to.
And if I'm going to look for the, what was that creature called?
The Aqualish.
Aqualish, yeah. I'm going to see if that Aqualish is here.
Okay, so yeah, somebody just roll a perception, a roll against a single purple. It's not a big deal. So
I got it. It's yeah, two success.
You're doing it.
I have one yellow.
So yeah, the Aqualish is not here. It's the typical regular crowd. There's always a few faces that you don't recognize. It's not unusual. Nothing is jumping out at you as overly suspicious or anything like that. The regular crowd is normally focused on, you know, on the gambling tables, so they're pretty active like normal. There's a couple of people over by the bar, and you've seen them before. You wouldn't be able to like name them or anything, but you've seen them before. And then Charn Sneed is over by the bar as well in his normal spot. He normally just nods his head at you as you come in.
I have a mechanics question. Since you believe that droids are property and subservient to life, normally droids can just kind of walk around and do whatever they want. Nobody pays them any mind. But my presence is 4. Does that mean I cannot walk around and do whatever I want?
It depends. In regular situations, around the gambling tables, they're very suspicious of droids. Anywhere where they're doing dealings that people don't want, like recorded and broadcast, they are on the lookout for droids, and that includes shady deals, regular business, on the street and stuff. I mean, yeah, people really wouldn't notice you unless you tried to engage them.
Okay.
Charn keeps darting his eyes your way. He seems a little nervous.
He's the guy we got.
Sneed, okay.
You were asleep last time when we talked to him.
He's the owner of the Rusty Speeder.
Yeah,
he has an epic handlebar mustache where the handlebars of the Rusty Speeder are woven into the mustache. And he gets his job.
That is not canon, but I'll accept it.
Well, you said it was.
I wanna walk up to the counter and sort of like put my arms on it and lean over like towards him, and I wanna tell him, you know, next time you're planning on charging 25% of our total commission, you should probably let us know.
And I wanna come up with my hands on his shoulders, give him a little massage, and be like,
and I'm gonna come over. The shiny gleaming tin can, in my opinion, doesn't matter.
I'm gonna go.
and I'm gonna say
that is his normal rate, by the way. That's been going back for a while.
I'm gonna say.
Oh, so we're being a bunch of jerks. Okay, so then we wouldn't do that if it's his normal rate, and that's what we normally do. We're not gonna go up to him and be like, hey. So like, how many missions have we gone on with him? I mean, like, what's our history with him since we've been around, we've been to this place? Like, I guess I feel like we know him pretty well. We know he's not ripping us off.
Right. So how long have y'all been here?
We don't know.
I've been here since the end of since I left Kashyyyk. So I've been here for probably 2 or 3 years.
And you came at the same time as, what's his name?
And I came at the same time as a Snatch.
Okay, so y'all...
No, that's not true. I'm sorry. I'm totally sorry.
Okay.
That's not true at all. I've been here since way before I got my job to go find Snatch.
From here.
When I was working here after I left Kashyyyk.
Okay.
So I've been here longer.
So did you get that job from Sneed, or did you find Sneed later?
It was from somebody that Sneed pointed me to, because it was a way sketchier character.
So,
all right. Y'all had a relationship with Sneed going back years.
So this might be normal for us to come up to him and be like, hey, that mission was underpaid, you know? So it's not like a crazy thing that we're doing. Like,
by kind of letting them know.
No, like, I'm not trying to be a jerk to him. I'm just trying to be like, look, that was a lot. That was steep. We got 2,000 and you took 400. Like,
but I'm kind of a touchy-feely character, I feel like. So like, I did actually give him that little back massage and kind of...
I visualized that, sure.
And he had to reach over the bar to do it.
Yes, he did. It was very awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I walked behind the bar. It was like, we've been going there for years. I know this dude well enough to like get my own drinks and stuff. But he maybe doesn't like that. I mean, he should be like, get out of here, come on.
And Sneak kind of leans in and goes, I tell you what, if I had known that that was Fear and Sand, I would have told them to get lost the first place. You're lucky to be alive.
You could literally cut them all in half with one stroke.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I'm
okay.
Just saying there's so, no stun option.
Yes,
with
please
one of
describe.
Those lightsabers.
Please describe what Desh just did to these three people.
Okay. All right. He becomes a maelstrom of whirling Jedi acrobatics.
Karp's eyes go wide.
Wider.
Yeah.
And she sees, I see him just going to town on these guys.
Hello there, and welcome to Coruscant Knights. Coruscant Knights is an actual play RPG podcast set during the Clone Wars era of the Star Wars universe. On Coruscant Knights, our goal is to bring as many different voices to the table as we can.
Fife.
Oh, do I recognize this voice?
You do.
He just sighs. Oreo, is that you?
I'm so glad you remembered me.
Oh, I can never forget your voice. It chills the spine.
You too.
Yes. Yep.
You're doing the job. You wanted to do it, you're doing it.
Wait, really? Point of interest, I did not want... You know what? It's fine.
Trask just slams a big claw hand over his face and goes, we'll do it.
I tell you what, if I had known that that was Fear and Sand, I would have told them to get lost the first place. You're lucky to be alive.
I ask him, why is that?
I'm going to say, such luck.
Can I do I want to know why. Why? Why would you, we haven't met him before, why would you have told us to not take that job?
Because, man, I don't know. I don't know what it is, and no one else knows what it is, but we all know he's wrapped up into something, and it's not good. You know, he's one of those guys. It's just like, well, you know, it's like you and me. Everybody knows that we're in this business, and it's fine, and everybody knows what we're up to. But him, it's like... Everybody knows he's involved, but no one has any idea. He's just so detached from everything that he's touched. And no one can pin anything on him.
Do you know anybody that might know anything?
Well, hell if I know. You know, most of my contacts with the higher-ups around here, with like the Huds.
I look left and right, like check around, like look around real quick, and then I like lean forward and I'm like, there was somebody else after us on our job. It was a bounty hunter paid by the Huds.
I don't doubt it. You know,
do you know why Fearon might be at odds with them?
I mean, they're rival gangs, right?
I would think so. But it's just one of those things that no one knows who he's with. No one knows what team he's on. If you had come in and said, hey, he teamed us up with some gang with the Huts, I would have said, that makes sense. But now you say that the Huts were opposed to you? That makes sense too. I just don't know.
Are there any underdog Huts in the, you know, in the area that we might be able to go talk to?
Underdogs?
Like any
under slugs.
Hey, yeah, under slugs, sorry. You know,
would we know which hut would most likely to have hired or attacked?
Yeah.
Sure. Which one would it have been?
I don't know.
Which huts are alive at this point? Java, I mean...
There's got to be more than that option. Yeah. But I think that's a good choice, actually.
Yeah, well, we'll fill in a name of a random hut as we go, because I'm not going to go look it up right now.
Okay. Well, say that one would definitely be interesting.
Yeah. So, what are you going to go find one of his captains and say, hey, I just beat your guys to the punch of this job. Why don't you talk to me?
Yeah, maybe you want to hire us, because we just kicked the ass of your most badass bounty hunter. Yeah, totally.
Well,
and we have the toilet paper to prove it.
Exactly. Look, we just delivered a dreadnought. No, we got all the street cred in the world, actually.
We do have some street cred, though, right? I mean,
not really, but at this point, I mean, we did do, like, we delivered a multi-million dollar, like, million credit.
Yeah, that was a proof.
Ship.
For like, budget prices.
And the biggest hit that we took was we came away with some toilet paper in our hold. Like, who cares? We're obviously worth our salt.
Well, I care.
Okay, you delivered a dreadnought? I hope they gave you a bonus for it.
Yeah, we're waiting for it.
No, that was no bonus.
Yeah, there wasn't a bonus.
That's why
I was asking you about this.
Steve doesn't get a bonus for that.
It seemed like we got scammed, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. How much toilet paper are you talking about here? Is Pete over there going to set it on fire and fling it at people?
Set it on fire? No.
We got 18 pallets we're willing to offload.
18 pallets? But what kind is it? Is it the...
It's the finest aged white toilet paper.
Aged? Oh, how old is it?
Yeah.
It turns to like crispy Pringles on your butthole.
This stuff probably belongs in a museum, but...
Okay, I'll get my guy to go take a look at it, okay?
Tell him just to look, not to try any of it.
All right.
Hey, I want to ask Sneed one more thing.
Did you say 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're keeping two.
We're keeping two.
Okay, so the sale price would be 50 apiece. If Sneak gets 25, then you'll get 675. Do y'all want to try to negotiate him?
We just delivered 12 here before half we made for our like
what?
High risk.
Wait, I want to do coercion. Coercion.
You're gonna try to coerce him?
Ten credits a pallet. For like laughing at it.
your math isn't so good there, Sneed. It's 50 credits for 18 pallets. That's 900, sir.
Yeah. That's my prize. I gotta unload this stuff.
Sure. All right, fine.
Your price is that you have disposal. You get paid kickback from the people that come to get.
That's true.
You have a toilet here. You don't have to unload the stuff.
Let me see. Let me think. If y'all want to,
he's a headhunter. He can scalping piece.
If you want to do a negotiation, then you can do it against 3 purples. If you want to do a coercion, it's going to be against 5 because he knows you.
Don't do it.
Who's doing a negotiation check?
I can't
get some better price for us, dude. Get us 1,000.
What he offered? What?
675 to you.
675. But dear Mr. Sneed. 675, much more we need for the fine breed of tree that produced this TP.
Nice. All right, what's your roll? I guess 3 purple.
1 advantage, 1 success.
I'll give you an advantage. I'll give you blue for rhyming.
Well, I got 1 advantage and 1 success, and now I'll roll my blue. 1 advantage and 1 success on the blue. So I got 2 advantages and 2 success.
All right. So, with that, that's higher than I was.
Snatch pats him on the back right as soon as he says it.
I'm such good property.
I look him up and down like he's like a fine piece of like hardware. Like admiring the bolt on his little body. Like even screw one in a little bit more. Ow.
So y'all go back and forth a little bit, but the highest that you're gonna get him is 800.
Hey, that's up to the captain. What do you say, captain?
I already screwed your bolt in, dude.
The captain says yes.
All right, guys. So, if there is anything else that you want to do in a little bit of downtime here, then by all means. But if not, we're going to fast forward a bit. And
I do want to ask Sneed something.
Yeah.
I want to find out where the... I want to ask him if there's any, you know, like black market, like in like sort of like street slang. Like, I want to ask him if there's any, like markets nearby that are going on where we can acquire equipment, you know, that kind of stuff.
We would know that though.
Yeah. There's stores and stuff.
Sure.
We've been here for a while.
Can we buy stuff?
Well, maybe there's, yeah.
What's that?
Can we buy stuff from the street?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, is there anything in particular?
Oh, Captain, my captain, keeper of credits. I would like a Veridicator 200.
Maybe next time. Daddy's busy. I gotta go find this vice for her.
Yes, Captain.
What the heck are you talking about?
Hey, man, it's in this book, okay?
Where? What?
I don't know. I don't have the book.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Are you just making up stuff?
No. And I don't have internet. Well, just look it up. Where the game is doing?
Is there any armor or anything? Like, does he have any gear?
Yeah, you can get.
Veridicator 200. Oh, the Veridicator 200 is a bracelet that you wear that lets you sense people's mood by like changes in blood pressure and pulse and. Are they sweating and stuff like that? It gives you a better read on someone that you're speaking to.
But it also probably identifies by those people, probably, which will raise their blood pressure potentially.
Okay, so inaccurate. You each have 1725 credits. So yeah, anything basic that you want to look at, you can get.
I misspelled that.
So, if you want like some armor, you can get padded armor. It's 500. Armored clothing is 1,000. Oh.
So you're I guess that's a no.
Well, what was
400
it?
Credits?
4,000.
I mean, sorry, 4,000.
Yeah, no, I don't think my cash is gonna buy that for me.
Not this time. Would it even work on a droid?
I don't know. Yeah, I might have to use it.
But yeah, I'm
sorry. What was the question? I couldn't understand.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you had a question about armor.
Yeah, there's nothing beefier than that around. Or is that like a, you know? Can I ask him that? Is there any place that sells anything beefier than padded clothing?
So, with the money you have right now, armor clothing is the best that you're going to be able to get. But yeah, it goes way up from there.
Sure. Hey, Captain.
He's getting reaper from Charn right now. And I know you're standing next to Charn, but he's very focused on those refills.
He's looking through his pockets for his spice pouch.
Very focused. But you know, I might be able to fence it for him. Maybe he'll hear me.
Oh, I was just gonna ask him if he'd spring for some armor for me, for some padded clothing.
How much does it cost?
It's 1,000 credits.
You have 1,000 credits.
Do I?
Yeah. You actually have 1725.
Remember that money you refused?
Yeah.
I gave you it.
I don't want it.
Well, you have it.
Well, I want the captain to give it to me so that I can buy that gear, because I don't want money. I don't want money.
Captain goes, arr, and then he gives you gives you the credit.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a set of the best stuff he's got.
Okay.
Is it it's a 1960s flight suit that's been modified to put onto a lizard for a movie?
Well, you know, Mr. Crust, if you don't want to hold on to your credits, I am just a humble droid and a piece of property. I can hold on to them for you, as you command.
All right, I give all my money to the droid.
Most excellent.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You can watch us interact with us live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Support us at patreon.com/technofunkboy, where you get early episodes as well as additional content. Scientist was adapted from One Shot Heroes by Peter Thompson. Theme song by the Technofunkboy. And thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and additional music. Make sure you check them out at Sirenscape.com to use them in